The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. Yes,
it's
we
on.
Are back at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'd like to explain to you exactly what happened yesterday, but I have no idea. I was up on the tower. I was up on the, I was up there turning things off, turning things on, talking to a gentleman back in Florida who's trying to walk me through it. His accent was somewhat heavy. I don't speak Spanish. He spoke English, but at various times we were speaking in, I don't know, it was tech. You can't do that.
No, it was world language.
It was world
language.
It
was world-ish. So you have to say, it's not Spanglish.
I go to bed. I think it's off. And I come up this morning, I just turn it on. It's on.
And let's talk about where the tower is, where you have to drive it and walk up.
It's an hour.
You know, it's, okay. What area is it in again?
It's up on South Fork.
Okay. So, anyway, we're back on, and possibly it could have been the internet connection.
No, you know what? It could be. But they swore that it was up, you know, that the internet connection was working yesterday. But now it's working, and I don't know what else could have been done. Except one other thing.
What?
Jim Bremmer. Might have.
Oh.
Who knows? I called. He never called me. You know. Yeah.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Friday edition. We are live here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have a studio full of wonderful guests Pet of the Week, but let's first go to the weather. Or did you want to start your intro again?
Yeah, well, the news is brought to you by Shasta Gas. No, it's not. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I even fed you this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
So. You did. You know, and it was.
So you should be already geared up.
Fed last night. Over
I think you were.
McConnell Foundation house. They have
right?
a house out there.
They have
there.
A beautiful guest house out there. And we have. Actually, tomorrow night will be a concert with Lou White and Marvin Evans. We interviewed them yesterday at 8:30. So because they're going to be at Reading School of the Arts, the McConnell Foundation was just so wonderful in, you know, saying, hey, come stay with us because the. The concert tomorrow night will benefit Reading School of the Arts. Anyway, so it was fabulous. I'm going to give you an update of the weather. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Remember the other day I said it was going to be sunny throughout the day? Well, this is the National Weather Service. I'm sure we could probably, if we had a meteorologist right here, they would say, okay, there's going to be rain in the mountains, which was forecasted. And, of course, it came in and did a big number on us the other day. But it's going to be sunny today with our highs of 87 and our lows of 61. Tomorrow calls for 90 with a 64 as our low. Sunday will be 92 with our lows of 93. And Monday will be 93 and 96. We go up to 96 on Tuesday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And now, our Pet of the Week with our Haven Humane Society moment. And, Amy, you have...
I have a friend today.
Yes, and
I did.
A couple friends and
I
a
brought,
pet. And,
well, at least one friend. I brought with me Sierra today. Sierra is one of our awesome Camp Love a Pet kids and her awesome dog, Ferdinand. So Sierra here has been working for the last 2 weeks with Ferdinand, along with 17 other kids and 17 other dogs. So a dog gets paired up with a kid, and they spend 2 weeks teaching that, you know, that their dog. So it's like their dog. Basic manners, socialization, animal care. So they do spend a lot of time understanding what it takes to take care of an animal. They learn why it's super important to spay and neuter your animals. They learn to bathe. You know, just daily care of animals and getting kind of, you know, the idea of a responsibility. And for the 2 weeks, that's their dog. I mean, that dog poops, they pick it up because that's their dog. Like,
oh, good.
They need to learn, you know, they have to learn that part.
Responsibility.
They learn the responsibility. So it's a really amazing program. And Ferdinand gets to graduate from Camp Love a Pet tomorrow. So I'm going to let Sierra tell you all about this handsome boy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Going into being a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a wonderful time from eighth grade. What a great thing to do, kind of immerse yourself into, you know, caring for a pet. Now, is this your first camp?
No, this is my fifth year doing this
Whoa.
Camp.
Whoa. Well, how old do you have to be to start?
10.
Oh, okay.
And it goes till age 15.
Oh, how fun. Will you do it next year?
I'm either going to do it next year or become a junior counselor.
Oh, wonderful. So it's really been meaningful for you. Tell us a little bit about your experience and what the highlights are.
Well, I love going to this camp every summer. I look forward to it, and I love being able to train my dog and get, like, an awesome bond with the dog, and it's just a lot of fun.
Has there, now 5 years into it, has there ever been one that you just, like, go home and cry because you want it so bad for yourself that you just,
yes.
You know? Probably every year.
Yeah, every
yeah,
year.
I was thinking.
All five of them.
All five of
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with the families that adopt them?
Well, no. Lots of the years that I do it, my dog doesn't get adopted during the camp, but he will after.
Right.
Last year, my dog got adopted during camp, which was cool. This year, my dog is not adopted yet, so he's looking for his forever home.
And yeah, when, so let's not disappoint Sierra,
no,
everyone. Get
no.
it together.
And
adopt
how,
Ferdinand.
When do we, not parade the dogs, but, you know, do the whole, like, the public's invited in to see these wonderful leash-trained, you know, all the commands that you would possibly want for your dog besides maybe roll over and do a flip-flop.
No, some
but,
of them
know.
Actually do roll over.
Oh, right.
There's
okay.
a lot that teach them that one. It's a kind of an easier command
yeah.
than you would
right.
think.
But, I mean, that's not a necessary command,
right.
but you need to sit
but
and stay.
It's fun to show people.
I know.
My dog can roll over.
So,
that's tomorrow at
ooh,
9 a.m. So
okay.
tomorrow's graduation day.
Oh.
Yeah, which is why we really, Ferdinand hasn't found his home yet, and that's
yeah.
why we're really hoping that before tomorrow we can... You know, get him his home. That's really special for the campers to be able to walk their dogs in the graduation ceremony, share what they've learned, and then just hand them to their family so that they don't go back into the shelter. They go into their loving forever home. And that's the goal with every one of our camp dogs.
Well, how about Ferdinand? He
hasn't been adopted, so he's looking for his forever home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he's a great dog.
Yeah, he does great with other dogs. Yeah. He's learning his lots of basic
yeah.
commands.
And
so.
Mark's story's in here. I think he's totally bonded with, you know, Ferdinand.
I thought we weren't going to mention that.
Well, oh, I didn't know that.
I've
okay.
been telling everybody he's my driver today.
Oh, okay.
Well, he
all
is.
Right. So, Sierra, have you, through the 5 years, talked with friends and said, please do this, you know, you've got to do this camp with me. Have you brought in other kids?
Yes, I have. A couple of my friends have done it, and another one of my friends is doing it, but it's the second camp. And, yeah, a couple of years ago I had my other friend do it, and she really liked it.
So do you sign up the year before? Like, say, I'm going to commit next year. Do you have people to, you've got to do this next year. I mean, when can you sign up for being a counselor, or not a counselor, but a match with a pet?
Sign-ups are start that February 1st.
Okay.
And they're full on February
wow.
1st.
Wow. Now, do you get matched with a pet, or do you have to say, I want that one?
Well, there's a box of leashes, and then you stick your hand in the box, and then you pull out a leash, and it has the dog's name on it, and then that's
I
your dog.
I love that. I love it. Such a challenge.
Yeah.
And
gosh.
You never know what you're going to get.
I
but
love
it's just,
that.
But it's always so funny to us watching because it always just seems to work out perfectly every time. It seems that, like, the kid that needed the dog, that they needed that dog that they chose, and that dog needed that kid particularly. And it always just seems kind of like a magical thing that it works out so well at their skill level, you know. Even though one time we had last year camp, we had the littlest child I'd ever seen for a 10-year-old with the biggest one of the biggest dogs that we had. But it was so gentle and sweet, and it was easy, and it just ended up working out. And it's really fun to watch it. They don't get to pick. The dogs don't get to pick. It's kind of like drawing straws.
Right,
so,
right.
But it's real. It always seems to turn out perfectly.
They connect on an energy level. I love that.
What's been your favorite part?
My favorite part of camp is working with my dog, teaching him new tricks, and helping him get adopted.
Whoa.
How many hours a day do you say that you put in?
We probably work with them about an hour and a half, and then we go back in and do other activities.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, dogs, you can't just stay. Do you want to take him home at night?
Yeah, I do.
But you can't.
No, we leave him at the shelter.
Yeah.
Well, when you build your resume one day, this is a great thing to put on your resume because it shows patience and kindness and, you know, you showed up and you accomplished a goal. And I think that's what people look for in the workforce when you're 18 or 16 or 17. I don't even know what age you can possibly go do work today. But anyway, it's a It's a very noble thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And just a reminder, so 6 of our camp dogs of the 18 have been adopted. Ferdinand is not one of them, and so there are other amazing camp dogs at the shelter that have not been adopted yet. So all camp dog adoptions are only 25. So like we all have spoken about already, a camp dog's going to come with the basic commands. It's going to, you know, it's going to be good with your kids. You know, it's going to, you know, be okay around other dogs. So if you're looking for a, you know, to add a member to your family, now is the best time with the camp dogs. As somebody who personally owns a camp dog, I would recommend.
Well, they've gone through it all. They've been, they've really been even more intensely socialized, and they, and you're getting a, you're getting an animal that's just really, really ready to come, ready to come to its forever home.
Yeah. So
thank you so much.
Come see us,
Haven Humane, and tomorrow 9 o'clock will be your opportunity to do the adoption. And again, you said there's a special.
Yes. Yeah, so camp dogs are 25. All the camp dogs can be adopted today. They just can't go home until graduation tomorrow, but they can be adopted today.
So how many do you think are going to be adopted?
All of them.
I mean, have they already, you already got them lined up? People said they want one.
No, we have six of them have been adopted.
Oh, okay.
So the remainder haven't been adopted, and that's what we're saying. We need to, we're trying to line up people. That's what we're doing right now.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I thought we were discussing.
We're shouting out right now. We're shouting out.
Get out there and adopt a camp dog.
Hey, all right. Here's a chance to come down and get a great dog. They're all different kinds, everything. So, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Right now at Sleep Number, they have the lowest prices for a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Now, only $1,299, saving $400. But this is only for a limited time. Like last night, I forgot to adjust the bed.
Yeah, we were up at 100 because usually in the morning you have to reset it. And I said, boy, we slept on 100 each. Well, but, you know, it was okay because it still was great.
It was, you know, it's the thing about the beds are they are very comfortable. How much is a good night's sleep worth? I mean, really, how much is a good night's sleep worth? And right now you can get a great night's sleep and it's on sale. You can save $400, but you have to go on down to the Target Shopping Center and go over to our friends at the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Go in, lay down in the bed, and see where your pressure points are and how a Sleep Number bed can adjust to you. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:17 in the morning. It is 60 degrees out there, going up to 88 today.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fork. We had such an overwhelming sale 1 week ago. We are bringing this sale back this Friday and Saturday only. All your favorite calibers like 9mm, 380, 22 long rifle, 12 gauge, and much more. Starting July 1st, every time you buy ammo, the state of California is going to charge you for a background check. Beat the ammo registration deadline coming this July 1st. Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fork this Friday and Saturday only.
planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite. Welcome back to Free Car Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's like about 62 degrees today, going up to 88. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business over a quarter of a century. He's been voted best in the North State. They have a number of people working for them, all with advanced technical degrees in heating and cooling systems and HVAC systems. They can give you water, hot water on demand. They can set up all of those different systems for you at Alliance Heating and Air. In fact, we'll be coming by our house Monday to do our regular 6-month check to make sure everything is running just the way it's
supposed
to.
Change our filters and all this, especially after the fires. You know, we had them do it immediately afterwards, but you know how dust and things settle. So, anyway, they come in and they're bonded. You know, it's just they're amazingly polite. And I think that's where it really begins, in respect and politeness of your property. And they come in and do a great job.
Put
and
those little footy things on, you know, so you don't get your house dirty.
Right.
Yeah, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Hey, it's Friday, and it's time for Chatty with Maddie. Okay. As long as we have your...
Hey, folks. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Love that song.
I know, it's catchy, right?
Yeah, it really is.
I need to have that play more often. It's talk radio.
Yeah.
So what was the topic and what did you think?
So this week I tried to keep it a little bit more broad. As you know, we had the Democratic debates last night and the night before, so Wednesday and Thursday. So I took to the streets to ask people, what are some potential qualities or characteristics that you're looking for in a leader? So that's what you guys will primarily hear on the soundbite. I also asked people what they felt were the prominent issues within the United States right now. So I got a couple answers on that. And not very many people that I had talked to were listening to the debates, so that's why we kind of kept it broad. But that's generally what we talked about.
What they're looking for in leadership.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, 20 is too many. It's kind of like it's like the beginning of the NBA playoffs. You know, wait till we get down to the final
four. They
the,
have it down
you know,
to the
college
final
playoffs. You know, the Sweet 16. You know, the I don't know what it's called. But
I mean, they do have it down to the four as far as USA Today. And we're gonna let's get to your spot. But when we look at USA Today, they've got you know Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden. They're already singled them out in the fort. They've got a place to each other, next to each other. So let's hear what happened on the street with Maddie.
What kind of qualities or characteristics are you looking for in a potential leader?
The first one is empathy, being able to understand their needs and what makes them successful, and each one's different. Being out in front, you have to have someone that has servant leadership. So you're looking for empathy, you're looking for strong leadership, you're looking for servant leaderships, and above all, you're looking for somebody who has patience.
Well, what I look for in a leader, or what I think is a good leadership quality, is taking charge yourself. You have to be assertive. You can't stand on the sideline and do nothing. As a leader, you have to lead. It's in the name.
I need a strong opinion. I need someone who is confident, someone who understands the majority of the issue, willing to listen to the other side, but still make up his or her own mind. A little seasoned.
Yeah.
You know, got to have some experience behind it. I like people with new ideas, somebody who's hit the wall three or four times and found the door.
Generally speaking, to me, a leader should be somebody who is honest and direct, somebody who explains exactly what they're thinking without either dumbing it down or over-talking to us in a way to make us not understand. But, yeah, somebody who's honest and direct would be important to me. I will temper that also, though. I want them to be kind. I think a leader should be kind and generous, able to make hard decisions, but do it from a place of sympathy and understanding.
A leader is someone who can be objective yet professional, so like they can tell you the harsh things without it coming from a place of nitpickiness. They're doing it to help you grow. It's all about, I don't know, presentation, I guess.
For me, a good leader is somebody who has a measure of humility, but has enough courage to set aside their preconceptions and their resentments in order to really accomplish a goal. I've appreciated people who really know what they're doing, know how to teach, know how to mentor, and make you want to follow them.
Wow.
You know, everybody sounded very articulate, and you just, I love that. You just went on the street. Did you go down a line of people? Did you have a cluster of people together?
I did. Usually, so if you guys haven't seen me already out in the community, I usually try to hit the Sundial, and I go to the mall or any surrounding areas within the mall and Sundial. So usually it's fun to go to the Sundial because you can hit multiple people on the way. But it's great to talk to groups because once you get one person talking, everybody wants to, you know, chime into the conversation. But I was really impressed with the answers. You know, sometimes you ask people what are qualities you're looking for. They give you one-word answers. Like you said, these people were very articulate. I think they know what they want, and they're hoping to see it.
And you know what I didn't hear out of there? I don't know, Carl, if you would agree or disagree. I didn't hear bashing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you don't hear bashing, but the point is that leadership at a national level like this, and I think the one guy hit it. He says, you've got to be able to tell us the truth. But at the same time, you don't want to hit somebody over the head with it. You know, we have a real problem at the border. And so how can we as Americans solve this? And you've got to come up with a solution. I we have so many candidates rolling through here, and most of them, their first time through is they still haven't crystallized what they want to do. And they're going to be our leaders. And the one thing that Romney did, when he debated Obama, when he ran against him, that was just absolutely perfect. And when he laid it out, I mean, he clearly was in command of the stage after that. He said, this is the first five things I'm going to do. And he named every one of them. And but there's something about how it was going to happen. And I think America needs to see that, that these are the concerns that we as Americans have, and this is how we're going to take care of it. You know, health care, the economy is rolling right along, relationships with other countries, people that are still killing people because of their gender or whatever. I mean, these are things that we have to face, and we have to face those. And I truly believe you get a leader that tells people this is what the problem is and this is how we're going to solve it. These are ways we're going to solve it, but we're going to have to work together. It puts pressure on all those other elected leaders to stand up and to become somebody. So I think that's so important.
But notice that Maddie did not ask about what do you want in a president?
Just a leader.
She said a leader. That could be us, that you know, someone in the family.
In your business.
A coach, somebody who's like has influence over your child. So I do like the one guy's answer that said somebody's been up against the wall four times and found the door. Because that's kind of like,
good.
that was a great, wow.
Yeah, because you want somebody that's tenacious as a leader also. Somebody that's not going to give up because things get tough. You know, he's tried. Okay, I've tried. Okay, you know, we did this and that's not going to work. Well, yeah, four times.
So what has this meant for you now? You've been at this maybe 6 months?
Maybe, or at least 3 or 4.
Okay. Yeah. And, of course, Maddie is a Simpson graduate. And, you know, this is something that we've been very, very blessed and happy to have you come join us where we can help you with, you know, something that's also a resume builder. What would you say, what's your takeaway from these last 4 months or 6 months? It feels like it's been longer, but, and I mean that in a good way, that you can say that you take away from going and approaching people on the street here in the North State.
Yeah, what I love is I genuinely love people, and I love to talk to people. So this wasn't too hard for me to go approach people on the street. What I love to do is I always tell people I love to have a dialogue with you. So I don't want to be yelling over you. You don't have to yell over me. I always want a dialogue. So that's something that I really appreciate, and I'm really thankful for you guys have been able to give me. And also, you know, you approach somebody on the street, I'm a younger person. If I approach somebody who's elderly or something, there's not that barrier, you know, because sometimes if you approach somebody who's older, they're like, why are you talking to me? And, you know, so I'm getting to speak to peoples of all different race, gender, color, size, you know, everything. So it's just really humbling, and I'm really blessed to get to experience these talks with different people.
Thank you so much, Maddie. Now, we do have to take a break. Nick is on the line. I think we're going to have Nick because we have to take over the break. If you don't mind hanging on, we'll take your call after this break. And thank you, Maddie. It could be somewhere along the subject matter of what you discussed as well. But we've got to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know what? When you say FM, half of the word is magic. Okay?
And
your
AM.
Talk radio. And the
AM
other,
is maybe.
And the other half, the other half's magic. So, you know, when we get on there and they're saying, well, why did this happen? It's magic. It's just magic.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I just want to tell you that come 1 July, which I believe is Monday, the way you buy ammo is going to change dramatically. So you may want to go stock up right now. Bastiani Arms has a whole pile of ammunition of different calibers that you probably want to get, but 9mm, 45, 223, 556, 308. You might want to go down to 38. You might want to go on down there and stock up because you just don't know with the state of California, no matter what they say, it can change. So. Go on down to 2539 Larkspur. They're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, we have a couple guests on the phone, and let's find out what's on their minds. Nick, you're live on KCNR.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. Hey, you know, I was listening to Maddie's, the reply she got from the citizens about what they look for in a leader, and it occurred to me they described Trump to a T. He's got every one of those good qualities that they are looking for, in my opinion. And part of what has happened to our country, city, county, state, and federal, over the last 30 to 40 years, in my opinion, we've started electing leaders based on their education, not their accomplishments in the private sectors. And a good example of that would be Gavin Newsom. You know, I don't see where he has any accomplishments. When he took over San Francisco as governor, he said he was going to eradicate homelessness in 10 years, and you can see what the results of that is. But, you know, when we elect a leader based on his education that hasn't got any accomplishments, they don't suffer the consequences of their failures. We, the taxpayers, do. They just, you know, hit a wall and bounce off and come up with another idiotic scheme. And when it comes to Chatty Matty on the street, I have found another commentator that you might hire to represent the lower end of our society around here, Reading. We could call it Man in the Bush. I found Falcon Eddie. He lives down at Henderson Open Space. So how can we get him a mic?
Well, we'll talk about that at another time. But, you know, that might be an interesting segment.
I'm just teasing.
Thanks,
you.
Nick. Yes. Thanks, Nick. Thanks.
Have a good
thanks
day.
For your thoughts.
Thanks,
all right,
Nick. Have a nice weekend.
Let's go to Dolores. Dolores, good morning. And what do you have on your mind here on KCNR, your live?
Yes, hi. This is Dolores. I just wanted to make a comment. We already have a leader, and that's Donald Trump. And I wish we had more leaders like him in every county, or that way we wouldn't have all the problems we have in our counties.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your thoughts. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, it's great to always we take our callers and take it, consider it very seriously, that you are a listener and you can listen to many stations and that you listen to our morning show. So your voice matters to us, and we thank you so much. We're going to switch topics now and bring in two beautiful ladies that wonderful hearts that were for One Safe Place. And I would like you both to introduce yourselves. Kathleen, let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Kelly, event manager at One Safe Place.
My name is Christine Hixenbaugh. I'm a prevention educator, and I'm actually an advocate over at One Safe Place.
I like that, advocate, and so we have the events with Kathleen. Mm-hmm. And Case, what was the first thing you said?
Client service advocate.
Client service advocate. Okay. So let's start with you on the client service advocate. What does that mean? Break it down.
Well, at One Safe Place, we see all of the clients that come in. Okay, so they may come in for a variety of things. They may just want to talk about a past domestic violence situation that they need some clarity on. Sometimes they want to know more about what does a healthy relationship look like. And other times they're in for more serious things, like needing to get a restraining order because something has escalated to the point where they fear for their lives. And we have to do a triage and figure out, okay, what do you need? What are your immediate needs? And how can we help you sustain better relationships throughout the future and for the long term?
So the first step is walking in. The second step is, and what would you say the percentage of women and men, let's just say that it's women and men, that come through the doors, the percentage of people that are in denial? The first thing they walk in is, like, oh, I really don't, you know, I really don't need that.
Yeah, right. I would say, oh, gosh, maybe 90%. You really have to talk through what's going on. And sometimes it really takes putting things on paper. And so people can see, you know, oftentimes we'll do a timeline. And some people come in with denial about, oh, well, he only strangled me once. Or he had a really bad day at work and he came home. And it was my fault. I shouldn't have been so aggressive or asking too many questions. It was my fault. And we really have to kind of break that up and shake that up and say, no, you don't deserve to be put down and criticized. Nobody deserves to have abuse in the
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so I have a question for you, too, for both of you, because you're involved. And I love that, because we're talking about statistics here, and we can overbroad talk about fundraising and all that. But what's, you know, I think it's important, like, what's the fundraising for? It's kind of like the analogy would be, where is it made? You know, like if you have a garment, where is it made? How does it start? Where's the fabric made? You know, like, get down to the visual, the visceral feeling of where the whole thing begins, the roots.
Right.
So,
right.
As we talk about this, what would you say the percentage of are the men? Men are more in denial. They cannot. It's too brave. They're too, oh, my God. How many women would hit him over the head with a frying pan?
Uh-huh. And they would say, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm man enough. I can take it.
Yeah. She was PMSing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, sometimes, you know, women will say, too, well, I had a really bad day and I shouldn't have been so aggressive with him, you know. And oftentimes it is the person being abused who really takes all the blame. We call that victim blaming. When we do it to others and we blame the other person who's being abused. But oftentimes people will victim blame themselves. It's a way of rationalizing somebody else's behavior. You think somebody else loves you, but really I mean, it's at the base of it. If somebody is abusing you, then it's just about power and control, and they will pretend like they love you as much as they can in order to get you to stay, and it becomes a cycle. We call it a cycle of violence. So it's aggression, you know, the explosion part, and then it goes into like this honeymoon stage of I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Here are some flowers. Maybe we can go see your family. Let's do couples therapy. Oh, I hate that one.
Okay.
Why do you hate couples therapy?
No, but this is the cycle she's talking about,
yeah.
And you see it probably with almost every single case.
Every single case. And, you know, I like to start out saying, so have you been able to see a cycle of behavior? And they always say yes. And I go, okay, look, we actually have something that we provide with all of our clients, and it's a paper, and it outlines different abusive behaviors, and then on the other side it has the cycle of violence. And it really brings it home. We also do a danger assessment, and that covers everything from does he own a gun to is he unemployed, does he control all of your daily activities, aspects of stalking, of does he call you excessively, does he show up at your work, things like that. And at the end, we give them a score, and oftentimes the score is a lot higher than they would perceive themselves.
Wow. All right, we're going to have to take a break on that, on those thoughts, and that's what I'm saying. I want to shake it up a little bit. Let's turn the bag upside down, and here's some of the staggering statistics today. And I will tell you that yesterday, there was a pre-recorded a show with Dr. Orna Gill. 1 in 3 women have been sexually abused, and she is a new OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
The woman knows her stuff. She's taught all over the world. She's amazing.
She's great.
And 1 in 3 women. Mm-hmm. So she said, look to your left and look to your right. One of those women have been sexually abused.
Yep. And 1 in 4 men.
Well, it happens to me all the time. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. They have special, they have some great deals out there. Hey, veterans and military. Okay, I can't help it. I'm in here surrounded by 3 beautiful women. You know, just that's kind of I'm kind of being assaulted. My eyes are being assaulted. Right now, you can get a special plan from B&T Satellite called the Stars and Stripes Package. But the only way you're going to get that is calling 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. They have no receiver or plan restrictions. It has to do with movie rentals, upgrade to a hopper that you can stream TV on DISH anywhere while deployed. It comes at no additional cost. This is his way. This is Doug Tooley, who himself is a veteran's way of thanking our veterans and first responders. Again, call 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Thank you. We are up and on. And yeah, there's all kinds of electronic stuff that goes on. You know, you're up on the hill and you're back with the running through the computer line and here. But it looked like it was good coming out of the studio here. But anyway, we're back up. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott with our morning edition of Free Fire Radio, and we are here with the gals from One Safe Place. Go ahead.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, professional, locally owned, locally operated. They just opened up the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Head on down there and find out how Cornerstone Community Bank moves your dreams forward. And we're here with One Safe Place, the two ladies from One Safe Place here.
At the break, we were talking about statistics, and I think it's important that, you know, we just did Dancing with the Stars, and monies were raised, and people are like, oh, that's great. Well, let's talk about the channel of where the money goes once that money is raised. Right. All these people did so much work to raise this money and then put themselves on the line to dance. So I always think for they're big heroes to do that. They raise these funds.
Absolutely.
And then what happens? Then what is this? Let's talk about your funds.
So as we sort of discussed over the break, 40% of our revenue comes from grants. The other 60% comes from our fund development department, which consists of events, sponsorships, donorships, et cetera, any additional revenue that comes in from community members. So that's largely in part from our events, like Dancing with the Stars, where we have dancers who represent the community. They get on the stage, they dance, but they also fundraise on the side. And all of that money goes toward our programs and services provided by One Safe Place to help survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault.
Yeah. And that covers prevention, education, talking to the youth, talking to the community, crisis intervention when they come in through our doors. That also funds our residents upstairs. And all the programs that we offer for residents, our case management, getting them into transitional housing, getting them into work, getting them their HUD or other types of housing forms filled out, you know, restraining orders, making sure they're protective. We have great partnerships with law enforcement and the DA's office. So, I mean, really, like, this is the community that does this. The community is doing this work, really. I mean, we couldn't do this without the community.
Without the funds that help, you know. I mean, because everything, Alyssa's face facts, opening the doors here at the studio per day costs us a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for insurance, for, you know, just name it, taxes, lighting,
just like every, right. Just like every other business, and you all are a business.
Yes.
Whether, you know, you don't want to like to think of it like that, but you're in the business of helping people.
Well,
and
that's
it takes
a really
money
good point.
To do it.
That's a really good point you bring up, Linda, because I think oftentimes people have this misnomer of, well, I don't want to donate if it's going directly to the cost of the building or to your paychecks. But that is a huge part of what keeps our doors open. We can't help people without having a facility or having staff to support the programs and services that we offer as an organization. So it all goes toward the overall pot of not only the programs and services Christine talked about, but also the people that help, that are behind the scenes running the programs and services.
How is your upstairs at Wednesday Place right now? What is the capacity, and where are we with numbers?
So our capacity is about 50 people. Where we are at right now, Christine might have a better idea than myself. Do you know?
I think we have a few single beds open and one or two family rooms open. So a family room, you can have a parent and a couple kids in a family room.
Okay.
They get their own shower, small refrigerator. And
wow.
Very important for a family fleeing from domestic violence.
Wow.
To have that space.
You know, I think it would be, if somebody ever wanted to be kind of, you know, anonymous, because radio can be that way, we could have maybe, if it would be interesting to talk with somebody who's been through the program and come out
yes.
on the other side. And we can just, they don't want to talk about what their names are. It doesn't matter. We could say this is a family that's been through the program.
Right.
And if somebody is willing to, you know, to do a testimonial.
I know two women come to mind at the top of my head.
And they could talk
yeah,
about
I have a few women too.
The fear of what it was. Like, what was it? Because some people will say it's when they hurt the kids. They could have hit me, hurt me, whatever. But it's when
right.
I felt like my child was in danger. I said, I can't do this anymore. So the mom kicked in. The mama bear kicked in.
Right.
So it'd be curious to hear these stories. Now, you do have some fundraisers coming up, so let's do some promotional aspects of what's happening
sure.
in July and August.
So July, we don't have a fundraiser event that's being put on by One Safe Place.
We do have a partnership with KIXC. It's an awareness event. It's going to be previewing the film Roll Red Roll, which is about two high school boys that are charged with sexual assault. And we find that it's really through social media that the real story is discovered. There's some appalling things that happen within there. A lot of people in the community are supporting the football team and all the boys and men who are a part of it. Shows a lot of lack of empathy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really encouraging people to have more compassion and not, you know, follow through with the victim blaming and really open up and hear what women in this film specifically have to say about how they were treated, how they were abused. So it takes you through that. Afterwards, we will be facilitating a conversation around male masculinity and the importance of changing the culture and stopping that cycle of violence and getting to the youth. Right, and that's one of the things that we do is host.
This is not a fundraising event, right?
This is not a fundraising
okay.
event.
It's KIXE, and it's a partnership that you're doing
right.
for awareness. When is that?
Mm-hmm. That's going to be July 18th.
Okay. So
male masculinity.
Toxic male masculinity.
I,
so the idea that.
I don't agree with that term.
So yeah.
I don't.
Well, it's the idea that men feel like they have to be aggressive and macho, right, and can't turn over and express themselves. When anybody really suppresses emotions, that will come out in different ways. Okay. And a lot of times it'll come out explosive. small explosive tendencies that turn into domestic violence or sexual assault.
Okay.
All right.
That should be something that we discuss over a period of like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, going back to your original question with fundraiser events, we don't have anything taking place in July or August.
Okay.
September 5th, the Speakeasy Soiree, which you have so graciously.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that next month, that's for sure. And mark your calendars for September 5th at River. Will it be at Sheraton?
It will be at the Sheraton. Okay. September 28th is Shasta Bike Tour because we had to postpone that one.
Okay.
Due to the weather.
Okay. All right. We have to run. One safe place.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you all. Hey, we'll be right back with RV Shreve.
KCNR 96.5. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Program shielding young people in the country illegally from deportation. The justice's order setting the stage for high-stakes legal arguments in the fall, a decision likely by June of 2020. Blocked by lower courts, the Supreme Court will not revive Alabama's ban on the most commonly used procedure in second trimester abortions. The High Court rejecting the state's appeal, in which it sought to enforce a law enacted in 2016 that bans a procedure known as dilation and evacuation. Asked who supports free health care for illegal aliens, all of the Democrat presidential candidates at last night's debate raised their hands. Bernie Sanders continued making a pitch for Medicare for all.
While all 10 candidates on stage criticized the current system, only Sanders and California Senator Kamala Harris said they would eliminate private insurance. After all 10 signaled they would cover migrants in the country illegally, President Trump from Japan said that's the end of that race. In a tweet saying, instead of unlimited health care for illegal aliens, how about taking care of American citizens first?
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. The U.S. Special Representative for Iran says the Trump administration is committed absolutely to keeping global shipping lanes open and safe.
We believe that Iran's threats to freedom of navigation should be met with an international response, because so many nations around the world have a stake in freedom of navigation and energy security.
Brian Hook, who met with top European diplomats in Paris, says he wants to get them to be tougher on Iran instead of clinging to the 2015 nuclear deal. Wall Street this hour, the Dow up about 38 points, NASDAQ better by 13, the S&P 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The wife of a jailed Chinese human rights lawyer has been allowed to see her husband for the first time since his detention in 2015.
Wang Qianjiang was picked up with other lawyers 4 years ago. He was kept in isolation. Initially, his family didn't know whether he was alive or dead. His case came to symbolize the mistreatment of detainees in China. The lawyer was convicted of state subversion in January, but his wife was still not allowed to see him. Prison authorities denied access because they claimed the visiting room was being renovated. This first visit appears not to have calmed the wife's fears. She said her husband looked old and thin and acted like a different person.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. About 100 Mexican soldiers and immigration agents have raided a freight train in the southern state of Chiapas, detaining dozens of Central American migrants riding atop the cars. Mexican authorities carrying out a crackdown on illegal immigration. News and analysis at townhall.com. NASA planning to send a drone to one of Saturn's moons.
Dragonfly will explore Saturn's largest moon, Titan. Using propellers, the drone will fly and land on several locations on the icy moon to study whether it can support microbial life. Dragonfly beat out nearly a dozen proposed projects, including a mission to collect samples from a nearby comet. The drone is slated to launch in 2026 and arrive at Titan in 2034. The plan is to land on some of Titan's dunes and later on a crater. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Annual inflation in the 19 countries using the euro has remained stuck at 1.2% this month. That's well below their central bank's goal despite years of stimulus policies. Official figures released earlier today by the EU's Statistics Agency. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 34 points, with the NASDAQ trading 8 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. It is the 28th of June. We're getting ready to have 1st of July on Monday and the 4th next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 8:05 in the morning, and what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a sunny day with our highs of 87 and mostly clear tonight with the overnight lows of 61. Tomorrow calls for, our Saturday calls for 90 and our lows of 64, mostly clear. Sunday will be high near 92, light and variable wind becoming south, about 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, mostly clear with our lows of around 64. Monday calls for 93. Tuesday, 96, Wednesday, 98, and Independence Day, 99. It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios, and the weather has been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street today?
Well, June has been a very good month for everyone. Currently, the major averages are in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 26,555. The S&P 500 is positive 6 points at 2,931. And the NASDAQ Composite trading up 9 points at 7,977. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, positive 72 cents at 28.92. Uber up $1.29, trading at 46.41. Ford, positive 9 cents. At $10.30. For our local stocks of interest, PG&E down 14 cents, trading at $23.81. FedEx up $2.57 at $165.88. Costco down 33 cents at $265.21. Treasuries are weakening this morning with the 10-year note price yield 2.02%. And over to commodities. Gold is up $3.60 an ounce at $1,415. Silver up 6 cents. At $15.39 per ounce, and crude oil is down slightly, trading at $59 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Go, Susan. Right. Thank you. So it's been a good month, huh?
Yep. We climbed out of the May hole, and we were up really positive, but we're waiting the trading agreements between China and the U.S.
Okay. Oh, and
boy.
If those are favorable, we'll just...
Pins and needles.
Hey, are we going to hit 29,000? Think we'll ever hit 29,000?
If we get good deals, as Trump says, we could.
All right.
Wow.
But, you know, there's always a little bit of pullbacks when things get high too fast. So
right. Okay.
We'll be able to pivot.
Okay. Susan
All right.
Eastman.
Hey,
first vice president of investments for Wells Fargo Advisors.
That's Susan Eastman.
Susan Eastman
Thank
down
you,
on
Susan.
Park Marina Drive.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. And next up, we have our fitness tip of the week and weekend. With our owner of Adamson's Peak Performance, Joe Adamson himself. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda. Hi, Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Great. We've got a really simple tip for you today. You know, I have three very simple, no-cost things that you can do today that could make a difference in how you feel tomorrow morning.
Get in closer to the mic.
Okay. Let me turn this up here. Is that any better?
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot better. It's like you walking around the room lifting weights.
Okay. All right. I'll keep it right up to my
mouth
here.
Okay. Here you go.
The first thing to do that you can do is before you even start your cup of coffee in the morning is to drink 8 ounces of water. At Adamson's, we typically recommend that you drink half your weight in ounces of water each day. So if you weigh 160 pounds, it'd be 80 ounces of water. So if you drink 8 ounces first thing in the morning before your coffee, you're a tenth of the way there. So real simple. Can make a difference in your hydration. And the second thing is, we talked about it a couple weeks ago with you guys, is to go for a daily or every other day walk.
Yes.
And we talked about how that is a stress reducer. It burns calories, and it helps you to recover from intense workouts. The third tip, which is maybe the hardest one of the three, is to figure out a way to get an extra 30 minutes of sleep each night. And that's probably going to involve, you know, evaluating your evening ritual and, you know, just starting to get towards bed a little earlier, all those things that you need to do in the evening, start them earlier, and get that half hour of more sleep. If you're already getting 8 hours, you're probably good to go there, but most people are typically undersleeping. So those three things, they're so simple, they cost nothing, and they can really make a difference in your day.
Well, you know what? We're drinking water. We're going to take those walks. And you know what? It's the sleep thing that, you know, you're doing something, and all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock, and you have to get up at 5. So, yeah, you know what? But when you sleep in and you actually get 7 or 8 hours, it's like you've had a whole day off when you get enough sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, you got more energy throughout the entire day.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Joe. And once again, Adamson's Peak Performance, our gym of choice, and we really appreciate you calling in on Friday morning with our tip.
Where are you located at, Joe?
We are at 3050 C Street. That's just right off Hartnell, real close to the Kelly Lane there.
You can see it as you're going by, but hit C Street and head on in there. Okay, Joe, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, our guest today is R.B. Schott. And RV is a writer, a columnist, a veteran, and he writes for the News Cafe. But I need to know more about you, RV. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, it's great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me. Well, let's see. I'll just start from how I arrived in California. I arrived in Redding when I was 18. I moved here like the day after I graduated from high school with my parents. Joined the Navy, was gone for 4 years. I came back every once in a while. And then when I got out of the Navy, I spent the 80s in San Francisco, the 90s in Sacramento, the aughts in the North Bay, and then I ended up here, back here.
Back home again.
Well, yeah, my parents still live here and everything. So,
that brought you back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, RV, you are... what would you say that your take on, you've lived all over, you've been in the Navy and all that, and again, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, what's your take on, I mean, you've lived on all these different places, from some of the most liberal places to some of the most conservative places, would you say?
I've definitely seen, you know, that I think, you know, one thing that a lot of people that live outside of California don't understand is how different rural California is from, I guess we could call it metropolitan California. And I would include, you know, Sacramento in that metropolitan mix. And it's, you know, it's quite different. I mean, if you look at maps of like the counties by political party, you'll see that the red map goes all the way to the edges of the coast on both sides. And Shasta County here is firmly in the red. And so it's, you know, it seems like, well, no, there's some fairly major differences politically. I think that the rural California could benefit if it went a little bit toward the center than it is now.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a break here. But RV is a columnist for a News Cafe, and I read your stuff. I'll just tell everybody here. I don't always agree with it, but I like the way it's written. I think you get me to think and to you know, the other day, have you ever read this Tom Elias, his columns? It's in the Reading Searchlight.
Oh yes.
Okay. The other day he was talking about measles. And he was talking about how 50,000 cases of measles in 1963 and resulted in 40 deaths and all that. And I looked at his numbers and I thought, that can't be right. It can't be right. Not in 1963. So I looked it up in the history of vaccine, and it was like 500,000 reported cases, not 50,000. And they said millions of unreported cases. And so I wrote to him and I said, enjoy your column, but I think your statistics are wrong. He actually wrote back to me the next day
and thanked me
for it. And he said I was going on the conservative side. But, well, when you're trying to make a point at 50,000 and there's 40 dies as opposed that there's millions of cases and 40 dies, there's a completely different you draw a completely different conclusion.
Mm-hmm. So not as many people died from measles as
what he proportionally. Said, as
yeah.
proportionately.
Yeah.
But I know you take on different things, and I just can't wait to get in and start talking about different things with you, RV.
Right,
it's 8:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wirsch has been in the business for a long time. If there's truly a professional in this business in this area, it's Jeff Wirsch. He's from the old school. He can fix anything from a small chip in your windshield to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. If he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time. He'll tell you what to do, tell you where to go. But if he does fix it, he guarantees it for life. That's Jeff Wirsch, Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today. We'll be right back with RV Shot.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fort. We had such an overwhelming sale 1 week ago. We are bringing this sale back this Friday and Saturday only. All your favorite calibers like 9mm, 380, 22 long rifle, 12 gauge, and much more. Starting July 1st, every time you buy ammo, the state of California is going to charge you for a background check. Beat the ammo registration deadline coming this July 1st. Last chance ammo sale at Jones's Fort this Friday and Saturday only.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's all right if you love. It's all right if you don't.
Good morning, welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1468. Your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Linda's favorite place.
Well, yes, one of my favorite places, but this is where I can go and get jewelry fixed, go for gifts, and know that I'm dealing with a locally owned business that they care. And that's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, with everything that could be full service that you could possibly need. If you heard me talking at the break, I was talking about the exodus out of California, and there were some numbers that came out that thousands more moving out of L.A. in Orange County than moving in. The numbers were 20,104 more people leaving than moving in, marking the 10th worst net out migration among big counties in the U.S. L.A. County had 98,000 people leave, marking the biggest net loss in the U.S.
Well, you know what? I'm glad we have RV Scheid with us today, because RV is a man. I kind of think of you as a person that looks at the news and then formulates some opinions like that. And we wanted to talk about kind of current events, and that one is a big one. Do you think you think there really is an exodus, as people say? I mean, that one shows out of two of the major counties here, that they're losing a lot of people.
Well, I think that, yeah, the data that's been coming out has shown that there is an exodus out of California. I mean, I don't know if people are alarmed that the state's going to be depopulated or anything, but just the fact that I'm up here in Shasta County is a sort of form of exodus. You know, it got gradually, you know, first too expensive to live in San Francisco, then too expensive to live in Sacramento. And so, you know, I'm up here now and it's affordable. So hopefully some of those people come up here.
Well, okay, as they move, a lot of people that I know are moving out of California, period. They've just, you know, one person said, I just got a $13,000 a year raise moving out of California because of just the, you know, the income taxes.
Well, right. And just the cost of living, you know, including the taxes and stuff, the cost of living, especially in the cities, it's out of this world. It's unbelievable. That's, you know, $5,000 to rent a house in San Francisco right now. I mean, it's probably, That was last year. It's probably six or seven now.
For a house, I'd be lucky for a house if you could probably get a room or something like
right.
that in many of those places.
Well, we were in Sacramento just a couple weeks ago, and my brother lives in, you know, Carmichael area, and I grew up in Sacramento, RV. So we went and visited a grocery store that, you know, I'm not going to mention a grocery store, but I...
Oh, it was really...
Okay.
But that gives people the context there.
No, this would have been on Fair Oaks Boulevard.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. And okay. So we were shopping for Father's Day, and I was like, I haven't been to the Raley's up here in Reading, but everything felt like you can buy butter wine, for instance, for $13.99. They wanted $18.99 there. Everything was like $4 and $3 more, or 50 cents to a dollar more for like tomatoes. And I felt like I didn't want to be a cheapskate with my sister-in-law, but I was like, is it my imagination, or is everything here way more expensive than it is in Reading? It's still a Raley's. Is it the county?
There might be, there might be a city tax there, but that shouldn't count for the difference you're talking about.
Well, you know what? But I think you're going to probably have some kind of taxes and also the cost of doing business down there. It's probably a little bit cheaper up here. RV, what do you think about right now? The Democrats have 22 people running for office. Have you looked at this at all? Are you going to kind of be like me and be kind of like the NCAAs, that I don't look at the Sweet 16, I don't look at the Grade 8. I wait till it gets down to like 4. Are you like that, or do you watch the whole thing?
I'm not following the debates closely. Like you sort of noticed about some of my writing, I follow the coverage of the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing that happened in 2016 with was there 20 Republicans or 14?
Yeah, I think there was 14 or 16 Republicans. The same thing. I felt the same thing on that.
And it was, you know, I mean, who do I remember from that? By Rubio, Jeb. That's it. So that's what's going on right now. Next year, it's like we won't remember the names of 15 of these people.
Oh, I don't remember 15 of the names right now, and I just looked at them.
Me neither.
You voted for Trump.
I did. Feel like I made a mistake. I still feel like I made a mistake.
But why did you vote for him, though?
Well,
it was either Hillary or Trump.
Well, I do have really – I don't have the best regard for Hillary Clinton. That's part of it. But part of it was that – I think we're seeing this play out right now, actually. I mean, he does to me seem to be an anti-interventionist, and he promised that he'd get us out of these Middle East wars. I feel like he's kind of tried. He's got a lot of pushback from the military-industrial complex, basically. But at the same time, I now wonder: are you really an interventionist, or did you just say that so people like me would vote for you? And
he pulled out of Syria. And
technically we're still there.
Well, but he pulled a lot of the troops out.
He's tried. I mean,
he destroyed. And
every time
he
says something like that, John Bolton or somebody stops him. So he's up against,
he's up against a combine that's been in Washington for centuries.
Right.
And I just wonder, and I'm kind of like you. I see that he wants to do something. But he immediately runs into opposition, not from just the other party, but from his party and from his staff. Now, I don't know if it's because the decision he's making is not the best or if they're just going, oh, my God, that's not the way we've done it.
Well, we had, as you said, RV, may I just interject, is that, as Americans and the fact that you served, you served with this, hopefully, with this intention that our freedoms are that we get the chance to vote. And if you're conscientious about voting in an election, you had two names on that ballot, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So that's what you got, And so now we're dealing with, the Trump administration and what's going on with Trump. I voted for Trump because I'm with you. There is no way in hell I was going to vote for Hillary and have Hillary and her husband, who I detest, be back in the White House and in power. That was just me. I'm standing there saying it out loud in the sunshine, okay?
Well, I think the reason that I'm disappointed in Trump and myself for voting for him is that, even George W. Bush made, sort of at least some hints of moves towards the Senate, the center, and being more moderate. And I mean, this has not happened with Mr. Trump. It's one of the second reasons that I voted for him. And, is that I said that, I was kind of frustrated with this whole two-party system for a long time. And it's just, let him bring down the Democrats and then bring down the Republicans, the chaos president. And unfortunately, sometimes that seems what we got, a chaos president.
Well, and so I think that was one of the things that appealed to people. He says, I'm a deal maker. I can reach out and make deals. So what what we thought is that he's going to reach out to the Dems, and they're going to respond in kind. Well, I don't. Is it too late? Not for Trump. I'm just talking about this two-party system. I'm kind of really. If they have a totally type of different leader, are the parties going to be able to pull back together again, or is it time for a third party?
Well, I don't see any third party that's like big enough to actually challenge the other two, like nationally, particularly with, you know, local and state candidates. So I don't know about the end of the two-party system. I don't know if all our problems go away if Trump isn't reelected. But I think that's one thing that's interesting. I mean, one thing that's interesting about his presidency is that he is transparent in a way. He talks about stuff like, oh, well, you know, we can't do anything about the Khashoggi murder because we might lose arms sales to Saudi Arabia. I mean, you know, that's just really nakedly admitting what this is about, $400 billion worth of arms sales, you know, instead of the rule of law. So it's in a way, I hope that's good that people understand, okay, this is your government in action.
And it's always been like this. It's just somebody saying it out loud.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he is saying he says a lot of stuff like that out loud, and it's interesting when he pulled back from Iran, you know, and they've been trying to get into Iran since 1978, I was over there then, so they've been trying to get in there forever, and so he pulled back from this latest thing when the drone got shot down. And then he gets attacked by like the supposedly liberal media, and
for not conducting an attack that's going to kill 150 people over an unmanned drone.
It'll be more than 150 people.
That's what I thought. I thought people would say. He said this is not the type of response for this. If it had been a manned aircraft, that's something different. But an unmanned drone to go out and kill this many people was not. I thought, you know. Frankly, I thought that was a good response, and because you can do other things,
right?
You can put more sanctions on them. You can do a lot of things, but to have the left media go after him for that. Oh, he said he was going to do it, and he pulled back. He's a wishy-washy, and it's like, are you guys? Do you think people have? We've got to take a break. First of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health, fully accredited chest pain center, cardiac and vascular surgeons, interventional radiologists tackling heart and vascular disease. From prevention to diagnosis, that Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 in the nation. Caring, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with R.V. Scheid. Right after this, we're going to talk about the media and the fairness in the media.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra stick for a necktie. A brand new house on the roof side. It's made out of rattlesnake hide. Been a bit on top, and it's a bed out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me, who do you love?
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:36 in the morning. It is 65 degrees out there, going up to 88. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Maxwell Insurance and Financial are bringing us this portion of the show. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Judy Maxwell has a special place in her heart for veterans. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to the Members First Credit Union, if you're having problems with your fire insurance and you're not a customer of Judy's, give her a call. She's been doing this battle now since the car fire, and she knows every nuance of helping you get the money that you deserve. That's rightfully yours under the fire insurance. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with R.V. Scheid, who is a writer, a columnist, a man about town. Though I don't, you know what, you you write for the News Cafe. Who else do you write for? Is there other people?
I do occasional freelance work for magazines or websites across the country, but lately most of my writing has been for a News Cafe.
Right. And you've written a series of articles on Bethel Church that have not been, what's the word I'm looking for, have not been favorable. Is that the right word?
I would say that, yeah, the majority, you know, all of it's been negative. I've written about them for a couple of basic issues. But the main issue involves separation of church and state and the Bethel's really outspoken attitude about the LGBTQ community, which I completely disagree with. And so I would say that's been the main focus of my articles is on those two issues.
What do you mean, though, by the separation of church and state?
Well, as it's in the Constitution, here's how this relates to the LGBTQ issue. Right now, California's already decided this, but there's a thing around the Equality Act that will add basically the protections of the Constitution to LGBTQ members. And not just Bethel, but lots of conservative churches are trying to oppose that because they have inerrant belief in the Bible, these passages in Leviticus that, you know, say homosexuals should be stoned to death. And they want that law to supersede our Constitution. And that's the main reason I've been writing about this issue.
Okay, so it's not about separation of church and state, then. It's about equal rights for people under the Constitution.
And about whether people with a religious bias will be allowed to express that bias against them. So it is church and state.
Well, if a church chooses a church, a private organization that mm-hmm. forces nobody to go there, chooses to have beliefs because their belief isn't much different than the Catholic Church.
It's perfectly fine.
It's fine. So
right.
What's the problem?
Oh, well, the reason I started covering Bethel last year was because their number two pastor, Chris Valiton, came out in the pulpit and told all his congregation to call the legislature and try to get this gay conversion therapy bill for adults that would have banned profiting of conversion therapy for adults to protest against that thing. And to me, that's crossing the line between separating church and state.
Okay, because he told his people to because he told the congregation, he said, you should do this.
Yes.
Even though that there was no punishment or anything like that if they didn't do it.
No. They did it, though. I mean, it wasn't just them either. I mean, conservative evangelicals up and down the state.
Right. This was a whole bunch of people.
Right.
It wasn't just Bethel Church.
Right.
So that's the whole thing then, that, and I realize what Valiton said had caused a lot of consternation.
Yes.
As it should. The fact is, though, that Bethel Church in itself, do you have a problem with just the church itself here?
Oh, absolutely not. No,
okay.
No, not at all. I mean, it's like, you know, people have a perfect right it's freedom of religion. And one reason that sometimes people forget, it's not just individual conscience that we have a freedom of. It's like we have a government that's free of religion so that way we can have freedom of religion. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I chuckle at a lot of the stuff Bethel does. I mean, it's, you know, everybody knows it's kind of a far out religion. But, you know, it's,
well,
people have the right to have their own religion. There's
that's right.
No question.
And where you may feel like it's far out to people. And by the way, we don't go to Bethel. I'm just looking at this from another side mm-hmm. that I want to talk about this, is that Bethel, they have, it seems to be a very successful church. And 11,000 members around here worldwide. The fact that they're obviously reaching people with their teachings that mm-hmm. the conventional churches who are losing membership are not. So even though it's unconventional, it doesn't mean that the church, what it stands for, is wrong or doesn't have a place.
Oh, no, not at all.
And you're not saying that.
No. I mean, one reason Bethel is of interest is because they have been so enormously financially successful. There's a really good book on it, an academic book called Independent Network Christianity. And, you know, Bethel in many ways is a phenomenon of the Internet. And they have a vast, horizontally aligned a posse of prophets across the country. They all go to each other's conferences. They buy each other's books. You know, and there's a lot of sort of inner commerce there, and it's tremendously successful. And when you get that kind of money, you get power. And this is why they've become to my attention, because they're using that power to try to influence the government, in my opinion.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Thanks
well,
for
nowhere
waiting.
In the Constitution is separation of church and state anywhere in the Constitution. However, it is a free country, and churches ought to be able to discuss anything they want to discuss within their church, as long as it's not criminal. But my point in calling was I was confused because you said that you were sorry you voted for Trump, and yet you said that you did not like the Clintons. So would you have rather now had the Clintons? So that's my question.
Good question.
I think that my vote was in California, so it didn't really have any effect anyways. But I think that just the Supreme Court picks alone is enough to make me say, yeah, I made a mistake. And the separation of church and state, what you just said, not being in the Constitution, that's sort of a semantical trick. It's in the Bill of Rights. Sometimes people talk about that whole thing as the Constitution, but the separation of church is in the very First Amendment.
It's in the Establishment. Yes, it's in the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment.
Yes. However, what that says is that the government will not discriminate and support any particular religion. It doesn't say anything about whether or not churches can discuss or be involved in political issues.
I would disagree with you on that. The Establishment Clause clearly says that.
Okay. I don't see this. I'm reading it right now. That it says, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Am I missing something there where a church can't say what they want?
Well, let's use the LGBTQ community for an example. It's like the church right now, because they're considering it a sin because they interpret certain passages of the Bible literally. And, you know, they're very selective. They don't pick, you know, there's 600 or, you know, 700 commandments in the Old Testament. So they only pick this one. And they want to insert that into law so that what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop the recognition, like here in the state of California, of LGBTQ individuals as actual people. And it's because they're sinful or they got demons in them or whatever. And that, and they're actively trying to get this, you know, they don't want to follow that law.
Okay. Hey, Roberta, thank you. We got to take a quick break here.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thanks for the call. That was a good question. And I should have asked that. Well, would you have voted for the Clintons now? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. I don't know if after today we were talking about toxic male masculinity, and now I'm talking about man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop. But you need, you know, give them a call at 244-9478 because they take appointments now because you used to go down there and wait for 45 minutes, but that's a good place to find out what's going on in town. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with RV Shide right after these mentions. It's 8:46 in the morning, and it's about 68 degrees going up to 88 today. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:51 in the morning here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I want to remind everybody a test of the Code Red system is going to be conducted today at 10 AM, according to Shascom 911. The purpose of the test is to ensure public safety messages are reaching as many people as possible in Shasta County. They're going to call approximately 150,000 landline and cell phone numbers in the area. And you should be aware that this is merely a test and not an emergency.
And also, the grand jury report came out yesterday for the 2018-2019 full report available on Shasta.California.us. Go in there and find it.
And part of it's going to be looking at Shascom and how they got the word out about the fires.
Oh.
Hey, we're here with RV Scheid. And RV and I probably don't agree on a lot of things, but we agree on a lot of things, too, I think. He writes for the News Cafe. He's a veteran. He's lived in our area here, started when he was 18, moved all around the state of California, and then back up here again. And one of the things is you are online. You know, the print media obviously is just a matter of time, I think, no matter how much you fight it. I hate the idea of a paper not being in the city, but I see other papers are dropping off the moonscape here. The internet and news and rumors and just flat out lies. Impact?
Well, what you're talking about, the decline of the daily newspapers in the United States has basically been going on my entire journalism career. And, you know, the idea was the internet would actually expand journalism, and it actually hasn't. It's like the job loss has been incredible. So that means, but at the same time, there's millions of websites out there, like you said. It's like many of these websites are run by people that don't have any journalism training. I have a degree in journalism from Sacramento State University, and, you know, journalists are taught standards. your standards for, you know, what you accept as true. And, you know, this can, no matter what subject you're covering, it's like you have these standards. Whereas these websites that exist today, you know, it's nobody has any standards. And, you know, and it's spread to where, you know, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, it's like.
Even the major news sources you get.
Yep.
You know, you see things running, and then an hour later, they, that wasn't true, that wasn't true. And then you have Trump yelling fake news, and, you know, people hate that, but, or, you know, the media does, but in many cases, he's right.
Sometimes it turns out he's right because the MSN, the mainstream media is, you know, with the exception of Fox and radio, is, you know, they've jumped the gun a million times on Trump to, you know, try to nail him with whatever spectacular thing happened recently. And then, of course, this whole fiasco of the Russiagate investigation.
What's your take on that one, RV? You're a journalist.
After a lot of reading about it, I never really sort of bought the, you know, I don't think Trump was sophisticated enough to run that kind of an operation. And I think that there was a legitimate reason to investigate. I think Mueller didn't find anything on the so-called collusion side of it. And you know, that part, you know, is laid to rest. I think the obstruction of justice charges are very troubling for Mr. Trump. And may come around to bite him, because it's pretty hard to deny that he's not obstructing justice.
Well, you know, again, that's on which way you're looking at that. But
I'm just talking about not providing documents when you're subpoenaed and stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's part of his personal style, and it's going to get him in trouble.
Well, he's not the first president, though, that's refused to do that.
No, but, I mean, he's a special person.
He is. Well, you know what? It's pretty interesting. Do you see any Democrat right now that can take him down?
I think, well, here's what I think. It's like, I don't want to call a favorite right now because I don't have one yet. But I think that Trump is way more vulnerable than his supporters realize. And, I think it's the Democrat, whoever the nominee's, his race to lose.
Okay. So you think that any Democrat?
I do. I honestly do. I think that it's just the behavior and stuff, not just the stuff he does in government, but just his daily behavior is just people, I just think they're tired of it.
Thousands of people line up
for
48 hours to listen to this man.
Yeah,
people of all races and ethnic groups.
You can put people into a hall and stuff like that. I don't know how much the hall stuff means. It's, he was, you know, it's interesting. I mean, some people think that Trump got elected by God. And in a sense, it's like, I think they understand just really how lucky he was to get those particular states in alignment so that he could actually win the Electoral College. It's a tenuous win.
I can see where it is a tenuous win. And I agree with that one. But those states lined up for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, we use the word luck. I like, you know what? He could say it's not luck. It's the way we plan this thing. We plan to win the Electoral College.
It got divided the last election. And, you know, this could be, you know, a pitfall for the Democrats if they do this. But the last election, because Clinton alienated the working white class men, is that's, you know, some people say it's the religious people is why Trump won. Some people say it was the disenfranchised white working class male. It's like, you know, or some people say it was people like me that liked his anti-intervention policies. But it's, however it was pretty dark lucky for him to string it up. And I think it's going to be a lot harder than people are for him to win again than people are thinking.
You don't think the idea that the economy's, you know, just crushing along and that there's more blacks, women, Asians, well, maybe not Asians, but Hispanics in the workforce than there ever has been? It's been the lowest unemployment rates?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't actually describe the economy as crushing along right now. I mean, it's basically, you know, I think next week it's going to be the longest expansion in history, which started whatever in, I think it's 10 years. So that's 2009. And so it really hasn't, you know, I don't think that, you know, it's definitely good for him if the economy is still going along in its slow growth thing when the election comes. But I don't think that it's been, I don't think the Trump economy has been the spectacular thing that the president makes it out to be.
Well, maybe, no, nothing is as spectacular as what Trump makes it out to be, but it's sure a lot better than it was with the, and I think that's going to be something. I think that the further, what do you think about the further left? We only got, okay, got 30 seconds. The further left they push, don't you think that's going to have an impact since most of America is middle of the road?
Well, we'll see, because most of America supports single-payer health care. So it's most of America supports socialist positions when they're polled. And so I don't think that moving left is going to hurt the Democrats. If anything, you know, with Clinton, they tried to move to the center, and that was a big failure.
Okay. Hey, we're here with R.V. Scheid, who writes for the News Cafe. You may not agree with him, but he always has well thought out arguments, and he's more than willing to talk to people on things. So, Arvie, thanks a lot for being here.
I hope you want to come
back again.
Is it over already?
Sorry, buddy. Just remember, about 10 o'clock today, Shascom is going to do their Code Red system, calling over 150,000 landlines and cell phones.